My name's Jem Miller. I'm from Olathe, Kansas, and my story actually starts before I was even born. So when I was conceived, it was into a Muslim family, and my birth mom was not married. So her initial reaction was to terminate the pregnancy because she didn't want her parents knowing it because they would have to disown her because of their faith. So my birth dad was on board with it, and they were going through the process of trying to get everything, like, you know, all the documents filled out and have all the money for it. And a group of Catholics found out about it, and my new parents, being some of them, started praying for me. And I wasn't aborted, obviously, so praise God for that. And, you know, looking back, I should have felt so blessed because of what God had given me. And, you know, He gave me the gift of life. I'm able to be here now in front of you. But growing up, I always felt so rejected and so, like, misplaced. I thought, you know, why would my own parents, the people who created me, not even want me? Like, what was wrong with me? Then when I was about 6, my half-brother stopped coming home. And again, I just felt that rejection and that hurt and that pain. And then throughout school, especially when I was younger, like, fitting in, I was always the weird kid, so a lot of people didn't like the weird kid. And dealing with that was just so hard. And, you know, then when it came to church, I thought, God couldn't possibly want me. Like, why would He? No one else in my life has ever wanted me, so why would God? And so when my mom and my youth group leader told me that they signed me up for Steubenville, you can imagine I was thrilled. But when I came here, there wasn't a lot I was expecting to get out of it. But as the day went on, and especially approaching adoration, God had other plans for me. I was sitting there and I was watching everyone, and you know, I was just still feeling that hurt and that rejection, and I was thinking, God can't love me, like, I'm unlovable. And I remember standing there, praying and worshiping as we do, and this feeling of God holding my heart, just, it was just overwhelming, and I didn't know what to do. And, you know, all that fear and that sense of rejection and that hurt I had felt my entire life was just gone in that moment. And God really touched me, and I wasn't expecting that at all. And you know, I always thought the church was this rejecting place and they would never accept me for who I was, but God loves everyone, and feeling that firsthand was just, it was incredible. So I invite all of you to not feel rejection from anyone, to just open yourself up to God, because God will touch you if you let Him, because He knows what each of you need. No matter what you're going through, He'll help you.